Hey, clever foxes, welcome to the nitty gritty lesson of the program. So this one is all about tax and your legal responsibilities and insurance responsibilities. So it's really very important to know what all these are. I find this a little bit boring, but some people thrive on it. You know, if you're a really tick the boxes kind of person, you're going to love this stuff. So we're going to get into it and getting your ducks in a row. I want to know, does this seem a little bit scary to you or easy peasy? Because some people might find the officialness of all this kind of tax stuff a little bit daunting, or as I said, some might love it. I think it can be a little bit daunting just because it is quite official. It actually means it's kind of real if you're applying for an ABN or actually doing your tax and putting a income tax return in. It does make it seem real, and that can be a little bit scary. I find that really thrilling. It's like, yes, let's do this. We're actually making it official and it's real and it's a proper business. So either way, if you find it scary or not scary or just boring, it's necessary. So we really got to go over it and make sure that you have everything sorted. To save you time, I've collated information from the ATO, the Australian Tax Office, the Australian Business Registrar, and also IP Australia websites. I've also included links on this page to the most important pages you need to visit and to keep you up to date with the information related to tax and other legal requirements for your business. Now, these links are correct at the time of me putting them up. Sometimes the ATO moves stuff around and it gets a little bit lost. So if they need updating, just let me know and I'll make sure they're all tickety-boo. Also, always seek advice from a professional if you're unsure of anything. Don't blindly trust the advice of people on Facebook or Google search. Whatever you do, go see a professional accountant. Do you need an ABN? One of the very first steps is to work out if you are operating a business or if your activity is actually a hobby. This affects what income you need to declare along with deductions and losses you can claim. Basically, if you have any intent on taking part in any business activity, then you should get an ABN. In other words, you're doing this course, you should get an ABN. When you receive your ABN, your business is added to the Australian Business Register. Your clients and suppliers can then use your ABN to look up and verify you as a business, your business name, and also your GST status. If you register online, you usually receive your ABN immediately. If you register online for an ABN, you should receive your ABN immediately, and you can also at the same time apply for an Aus key, and this means you can transact online and update your details online. So it's really good to have an Aus key. One of the first things you need to do is also decide what will your business structure be. And there are four main business structures commonly used by businesses in Australia. They are sole trader, partnership, company and trust. And they all affect your the tax you are liable to pay and things like assets and ongoing costs and clients and all this other stuff. So I would hazard a guess that most people doing this course are going to want to be a sole trader at the start. Unless, for example, you're going into business with someone specifically from the beginning, you might be wanting to do a partnership. If you think you want to be in a partnership, a company or a trust, I would definitely recommend doing a little bit more research into those. But I would say most people doing the course will be wanting to be a sole trader. So if you go down to where I've put the links on this page, then you can click through and read all about each of those types of business structure. Do you have to register your business? A business name is simply a name or a title under which a person or other legal entity trades. It not only identifies you to your customers, but also allows you to differentiate yourself from other competitors and enables your customers to make an emotional connection to your business and brand. So for many businesses, the name is often the most valuable asset. In saying that, you don't have to register your business name if you are operating under your own name. So if you choose to operate as a sole trader, partnership or trust, you will need to register your business name with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC. So you just go to the website and do it. It's actually really easy. It's also all part of the same application process that I was talking about before for your ABN. So you can do it all at the same time. As I said, if your business name is your name or your partner's name, first name and surname, then there is no need to register. It needs to be your first name and surname though. To register your business name, you need to have an Australian business number or be in the process of applying for an ABN and not have been refused. ABN registrations are free, so you should definitely get onto that. The cost to register your business name is actually really affordable. The fees on the ASIC website at the moment are $34 for 1 year or $78 for 3 years. So it really is very cheap to register your business name. Regardless of the size or complexity of your business, there are some fundamental things you must do. So you need to manage your invoices, payments, and other paperwork, and you must comply with your tax obligations. Managing your cash flow will help all these aspects of your business. Really, I can't recommend highly enough that you use an accountant. It's just, in my eyes, it's non-negotiable, unless you are an accountant yourself. But if, you know, in any other circumstance, use an accountant. We go through record keeping and bookkeeping in the managing money lesson also. Another question that comes up a lot is about GST. So lots of people want to know if they need to register for GST. So you must register for GST if you run a business or other enterprise and your turnover is $75,000 or more. And if you're a not-for-profit organisation, the threshold is actually $150,000 or more. And the way it works is generally businesses registered for GST will include GST in the price of their sales to their customers and then claim credits for the GST included in the price of their business purchases. Now, if you're like me, that sentence was like, what? You just said the same words over and I have no idea what you're talking about. So if you're like me and it's a little bit confusing, go and see an accountant, because if you're trying to keep all this stuff about all your tax obligations in your head, unless it comes naturally to you, it's just another burden. It's like taking up your brain bandwidth. So really, like in any of these situations where it's not your genius work, you should be outsourcing to other people, because it's going to make your life so much easier. And another question I get a lot is, do I need to trademark my logo, my business, my brand, whatever? A trademark protects the identity of your goods and services. Once you register a trademark, you have the legal right to use, license, or sell it within Australia for the goods and services for which it is registered. And what this also means is that you have the right to prevent others from using it. If you do not register your trademark, another trader could register your brand as a trademark, and you could actually be forced to defend your rights, and you may even need to rebrand. So you could have your business name, let's say pencil vases, because that's the picture on the screen at the moment. Maybe that's your business that you've had for 5 years and, you know, it's going good. It's going, you know, you have lots of people buying your pencil vases. It's fantastic. You haven't trademarked. So what if someone in Australia comes up, maybe they see your stuff, maybe they don't, maybe they just come up with the same idea and they actually then trademark the name pencil vases. They can then contact you and say, you can't use pencil vases anymore. And that means that because you haven't trademarked it, they've kind of pipped you at the post. Even though you came up with the idea first, they've got the trademark. So you actually cannot use that name anymore. That means that you might have to get a new website, you have to change the name of your business, you have to rebrand everything. All that hard work that you've done has gone to waste. In saying that, I haven't trademarked anything. It's something that I do need to do, but I am such a like business flip-flopper and also branding flip-flopper. Being a designer, I change my branding all the time. It's really one of my weaknesses. So I don't want to go through the process of trademarking my logo or brand and then 6 months later wanting to change it, because that would kill me a little bit inside. I feel like now, because I've come 2 years into the current business and I feel like I'm really getting to a point where the branding is on point and I'm happy with it, I will be trademarking in the very near future. I would say the beginning of next year. So whether you need to trademark or not is entirely up to you. I would not go through the whole process on an untested idea. I would test the waters first, make sure it's a viable idea, make sure that you love your branding and you don't want to change your business name or anything like that. Once it's all set and you feel like you're going to do this for the next little while and it's all rolling, then you can go ahead and trademark everything. The last thing I'm going to cover really quickly is insurance, and this is going to be different for everyone. What you need to do is either do a lot of research online of your industry and your products, or otherwise go and see a solicitor. And you need to work out exactly what kind of insurance you need. If you're selling at markets, you'll need market insurance. You actually need insurance for your products as well. You need product liability insurance. And what that means is that if your product somehow hurts someone and they decide that they want to go after you, you'll be covered to a certain amount of money. And as I said, this is different for everyone, so I don't have any very specific advice. But what I can say is that it's a good idea maybe to find people in your industry that maybe do the same products or services as you, and just ask them what insurer they use. And, you know, just reach out to people, because a lot of people are very happy to help you, especially when you're just starting out. Okay, what can you do this week? What I want you to do is download the Ultimate Business Starters Checklist, if you haven't already, and go through the tax, insurance, and legal responsibility section. And I want you to find three things that you can do this week. It could be booking in with an accountant. It could be looking up any licenses that you need if you're in food service or anything like that. It could be applying for your ABN. I would love to see you apply for your ABN this week. That would be fantastic. Of course, you need to have your business name first. So it could be one of your action items this week could be that you're actually sorting out your business name. Maybe you are looking up on the asic.gov.au website to see what's available and make sure that maybe your domain name's available in that as well, and then you can go ahead and apply for your ABN. Please pop over to the Facebook group and let us know what those three things are so we can encourage you along the way. So jump on down to the worksheets for this lesson and dig into them. I want you to print them off and I want you to get started. The time is now, okay? So I don't want you to procrastinate any longer. You've listened to this lesson now and we have plenty more to cover. So do the action for this lesson and then we'll go on to the next one. Good luck.